Welcome to Linux in a Shell, Episode 31, Who. My name is Dan Washko. I'll be your host today, and as always, I'd like to thank Hacker Public Radio for hosting the audio files and the website. Head on over to hackerpublicradio.org for some great content, or to see how you can contribute to Hacker Public Radio, a fantastic endeavor. Today we're going to talk about the Who command. Now, before I get started on this, I'd like to issue a caveat here. Now, the Who command is really reliant upon a few system files and a few processes, namely init is one of the processes that it relies upon. Now, on more modern distributions, they've been replacing init with systemd or upstart. Upstart is Ubuntu, systemd is Arch, Fedora, SUSE, I'm not sure who else is using systemd, but I know Arch and Fedora. So, when I run some of these Who commands on a system running systemd, because I run Arch, I don't always get back the expected results, and in fact, sometimes I don't get anything back. And my suspicion is because that systemd has replaced init. And I have not found, or I could not find corroborating evidence of this or documentation, but that is my suspicion. Some of the man pages for that I link to in the bibliography indicate that some of the services that are kind of cursory tied to the Who command that it relies upon and in it are kind of either being deprecated or the full functionality has not rolled over into systemd to emulate a lot of what init used to do, or take over some of that. And it all depends, I guess, upon your version of Who. Maybe it's not fully compliant with systemd or upstart yet. So just bear some of that in mind if your results do not match up with what's in the man page. Alright, so going along, Who is a very handy command, especially if you're running a server or a system where multiple users log in. By typing Who, what you're going to get returned to you by default is all the people that are logged into the system and where they are logged in from and what they are logged into. Now, what that reads by default is the UTMP, that's a UTMP file. And what that UTMP file does is it keeps track of users currently logged into the system and along with other system-related information since boot. Now, that's all written to by the init command, just so you're aware of. And you can find UTMP in var run UTMP. And you can't really read that file, but you can with the Who command. Another file to pay attention to would be var log WTMP. And that is a file that contains the historic information as to who logged in the past. You can read that with Who if you pass the file name, who /var/log/wtemp, and it'll show you the historical information in the wtemp and who logged in. And it'll also give you where they logged in from, like the host name, when, and how they logged in. And let's talk about how they're logged in to begin with. Who returns four columns by default. The first column is the user or the user account name. The second column is what they are logged into, the device. You're going to see probably like TTY in some number or PTS/ in some number. TTY is a virtual terminal. And when you fire up a Linux system, most Linux systems will automatically start five terminals, or six terminals, I believe it is, five or six. TTT 1 through 6. will be displayed. Now, in the olden days, TTT, the seventh terminal was kind of reserved for when you started X, that became a seventh terminal. You not always see that, in some of the more modern distributions. Like, when I fire up start X, I don't get a seventh terminal on my Arch system. But you have TTT Y 1 through 6. Now, those are started by System D. In the old init style, in the init tab file, you would see that, said to start five or six terminals, virtual terminals in there in the init file, and they're kept by either systemd or init or upstart, whatever it is, that when you log into the terminal, if you finished your virtual terminal and you exit, it quits the terminal, but it automatically, systemd init or upstart will automatically respawn that virtual terminal. So that's how that's kind of handled. Now, who will show you what terminal that they're logged into? A PTS/0, that's a pseudo terminal. That's something like if you were to SSH into a system, you might see that. Or if you fire up a console, or a terminal, an Xterm or anything like that, you would see that listed as a terminal type in the who command in that column. It's a pseudo terminal. They're like virtual terminals and provide terminal-like access, but they're not a full-fledged terminal. In the olden days, a terminal was a physical monitor, keyboard that you use to connect into like a mainframe. That's where the holdover is. So the third column shows a timestamp of when that user logged in, as to when that user was logged in at. And then the fourth column, it shows the remote host or the X display of where the user logged in from or to. So if it's an SSH system, it'll show where the user, the host name of the user that logged in. If it is just like your local machine, if it's just a terminal, you won't see anything. But if it's an X term, it'll show you the display. Like if you're an X, it'll show you the display the X is running on. Who is nice to have? Especially if like you needed to restart a system or do some services on the system that may interrupt the standard functionality of the server or services available, you can see who's logged in and alert them. Or if you're just noticing odd behaviors, you can see who's logged in. Maybe they're running something that is exhausting system resources. You could begin by looking at that. If you were to type in who space am space I, it shows you only the current, your current login information. So if you type in, there's a command called who am I, all one word, that tells you whether, you know, what user account you're in as. Like if you were to in root and you typed in who am I, it would show you root. But if you type in who space am space I, it shows you all the same information that you would see with who command, the four columns, but it only shows you for that current login session that you're in. So you'll see that information. So then you can tell which account that you're actually in, whether it's the local login account, the pseudo terminal from an SSH system, or your pseudo to, you know, your SU to root, or you're actually logged in as root, which, not always a good idea. If you are unsure of what the columns mean, at any time, you could pass the dash capital H or dash dash heading switch, and that'll list the heading of the columns above it. You'll see like, name line, which stands for what type of terminal they're logged in with, time and comment are the four columns by default that you see. Comment is like the host name or the display that you're logged in as. Now, the who space am space I also has a switch. It's dash M. If you type in dash M, you get the current user information only. There is a dash L or dash dash login. Now, that shows all terminals that are waiting for a login. Those are those 1-6 terminals that I talked about before. If they're in a login state, which means they're waiting for a login, for somebody to log in, the dash L switch will just show you those. It'll print those out. And instead of showing a username, it'll show login for username. The dash U switch adds an additional column to output after the time logged in, and that'll show you how long the user has been idle. And the value there is going to be in hours and minutes. in a 24-hour period. Okay, so if you see a dash there, that means that they've actually had some activity in the last minute. If you see numbers, it's going to be the first two numbers are hours, the second two numbers are minutes. That's how long they've been idle for. That means they haven't done anything. And if it's over 24 hours, it's going to say 24. It's going to say old right there. So that indicates that they haven't been doing anything or active for over 24 hours. The W or dash capital T or dash dash message or dash dash MESG or dash dash writable. Those five switches right there all do the same thing. And that tells you the status of the user's ability to accept messages. Now, there's three values, plus, minus, and question mark. Plus means that the user is accepting messages, minus means the user is not accepting messages, and question mark is terminal device was not found. Now, the ability to accept messages is set with the message command, MESG. I believe by default most people have it turned off. You could type MESG space Y and that'll allow you to accept messages. Now that blocks, if it's turned off, it blocks messages from all but from the root account. So you could type a message to a user as the root account and let them know, like, hey, you have been idle, I'm shutting the system down. Or if they're in there, say, look, I'm shutting the system down. There's ways to do that. The dash W or dash capital T or those flags that I talked about will tell you whether or not they're accepting messages, whether you can accept send them a message or not, unless you're the root account, and then it can always send a message. The dash dash lookup switch will attempt to canonicalize host names with a DNS lookup. By default, it may not canonicalize. You might just see like IP addresses or whatever. You can tell that to try and do a DNS lookup. Of course, that'll be slower than a standard lookup, running of the WHO command. The dash Q or dash dash count switch, that will only report usernames of users that are logged in and the total of users, total users that are logged in. So instead of a standard report, you'll just get a list of, in a horizontal row, of all the users that are logged in. And if you're logged in multiple times, it'll show your username in there multiple times. Like, I'll log in, and if I have a couple of, like, X-term sessions running or console sessions, it'll go Dan, 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 Dan. And then it'll show you a total of number of users that are logged in afterwards. Now, there's some other information that WHO can display other than just the user login information. The dash B or dash dash boot will print the date and time of the last system boot. The dash D or dash dash dead, that will print out the list of dead processes. Now, these are processes that have been spawned by the init command that have since died. It's not a list of all processes that have died. For example, if you logged out of a virtual terminal or closed the sudo terminal, you would see that process be counted in the dead options. The dash P or dash dash process, this lists all the active processes that were spawned by the init command. So any process that is actively running and it was spawned by init would be reported here. The dash R or dash dash run level will report the current run level of the init process. This, you know, again, as I said in the beginning, some of these options here do not seem to, like, work properly on newer systems that are running Upstart, or I'll say System D. Because if I do a dash who dash R on my Arch box, I get nothing back. But on Slackware, it tells me what run level I'm running at. So just be, you know, the caveat stays, especially with these reports that do more than just show users logged in. Dash T or dash dash time prints the last time the system clock changed, if it changed at all. Some of the values, again, will not be reported on systems that aren't running straight in it. Just be aware of that. There is a dash A or dash dash all, which is a combination of the following: dash B for boot, dash D for dead, process list, dash dash login, which shows you, as I mentioned before, the dash dash, what did I mention dash dash login was? It was the terminals that are waiting for a login in a login state. The dash P, which is process list started by init. Dash R for run level. Dash lowercase t for time, dash capital T for whether our users are accepting messages, and dash U, which shows idle time. So that's a dash A will show basically everything that who can print out, except for the Q, which is the count, which is the list of users in a horizontal line. It doesn't print that. So who is a very basic command, but has a lot of, you know, functionality, and it's particularly useful on some systems running straight in it, because your mileage may vary on systems that are running upstart or system D, but the grand concept of who for reporting who's logged into a system still holds, and that functionality is pertinent, particularly in a multi-user environment, if you need to do some work on a system to see who's logged in, or whether there's funky things going on, and you can see whether somebody is doing something or who's logged in before you start digging into other areas. That's the who command in a nutshell. Head on over to the website for the full write-up, linuxinashell.org. Also for the bibliography that has some handy links to virtual consoles and pseudo terminals and UTEMP and what PTS is, stuff like that. I want to thank you for listening. My name's Dan Washko, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.